This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news and commentary for today, February 16, 2023. According to new data released on Monday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, nearly 3 in 5 teenage girls felt persistent sadness in 2021, double the rate of boys, and 1 in 3 girls seriously considered attempting suicide. The rates of sadness were the highest reported in a decade. The recent suicide of 14-year-old Adriana Kusch brought this tragedy into the media once again. Suicide is the second leading cause of death for adolescents and young adults in the United States. In a survey of Jefferson County teens taken last year, it was clear that the pandemic took a toll on the mental health of our young people. Jefferson County has resources in place to address the mental health of our young people, from community health programs to nonprofit organizations. The best place to start getting information about the county's resources is at the website thebenjiproject.org. This project began in 2017 in response to the suicide of a cherished Port Townsend teenager. Since then, it has developed a variety of programs for local youth and lists all resources. An 8-week series to explore mindful self-compassion and how it can support your well-being has just started. The course takes place at The Nest, a newly opened coffee shop focused on youth and youth programming. Sessions will happen on Wednesdays from 4:15 to 6 p.m. They began last week, but you can still register at info@thebenjiproject.org. The Nest is at 1119 Lawrence Street and is a community coffee house where 100% of the proceeds go towards youth and young adult programming. The Benji Project site will also tell you how to donate or volunteer. EMV is a term that is becoming more familiar to credit card users these days. It stands for Europay, MasterCard, and Visa. And it's the smart chip on your credit card that provides security technology. It is used worldwide for all payments done with debit and most prepaid smart cards. According to the Seattle Times, those EMV chips are in short supply these days because of a continued fallout from the pandemic and because they are used in the manufacture of electric vehicles, and thus car manufacturers are the first to be served. This shortage is expected to go on for some time, and one of the results is that if you lose your credit card, it will likely take a lot longer than you expected to be replaced. The Times says that big banks are getting their chips ahead of small banks and credit unions bat last. A 6-week wait was not unusual. I called area banks. Many are still short-staffed, and getting to talk to anyone who might know something about EMV chips was pretty much impossible. So there is no local corroboration. But many major newspapers carried this story. So for now, just to be safe, keep extra careful track of your credit cards. Life could get very complicated if you don't have one. The Jefferson County Historical Society Museum has been closed since the start of the year, but is opening again on March 2nd, at which time it will feature an art exhibition. The show focuses on the work of Joan Johnlin, Stephen Yates, and Thomas Wilson, three painters who have lived and worked in Port Townsend for the majority of their lives as artists. Also, the museum will feature land and seascapes by Richard Jesse Watson and images comparing past and present by Port Townsend high school students. This Monday, February 20th, is President's Day, and many businesses and government offices will be closed. George Washington and Abraham Lincoln were both born in February. To honor them, the third Monday of the month is recognized as President's Day and is a national holiday. At least it is for some businesses and government offices, schools, and libraries. Take a moment to remember what these two remarkable presidents did. Washington helped to create the United States of America, and Lincoln kept it from splitting apart. And here we are today. What would they think? And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Thanks for listening.